This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana, Shaoning and Philip. Meantime, now we're taking a look at China. Last week, the Shanghai and Shenzhen markets fell sharply, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index also took a hit as sentiment turned negative, with Beijing applying regulatory pressure across multiple sectors from tech to education to property.
Now, this is happening against a backdrop of President Xi Jinping trying to strike the right balance between market forces and social good. This tension between corporate China and the Communist Party first broke the surface when regulators torpedoed the listing of Jack Ma's fintech Ant Group last November. Since then, we've seen pressure in the past few months exerted on Didi, which is the ride-hailing firm, the online education tech sector, and Meituan, the food delivery giant, among others. So how will China's economy evolve under the leadership of Xi Jinping? What are the implications across the region? And will this delay the ability of China to overtake the United States as the world's largest economy by 2028, as forecasted by many economists?
So to shed some light on the trajectory of China's short and long-term economic outlook, we have on the line Tom Westbrook, a journalist with Reuters. Good morning, Tom. Thanks so much for speaking with us today. So we saw carnage in China's financial markets last week, as you wrote in a recent article. Is this a blip or a signal of a new era where the Chinese government is putting socialism over shareholder interest in capital markets?
Yeah, good morning. Look, it's not a blip. It's what investors are telling us. I think you summarised it really nicely in your introduction there. What happened last week comes after months of regulatory attention on all different sectors and months of price pressure on all different sectors. So, and I think the price action that we saw last week really underscores that. And it was pretty big. I mean, just to call out some of the moves last week, we had Tencent down 10%, Meituan down 21%, and those two are like tech giant companies that have been super popular with investors. They're each down sort of 40 or 50% now from peaks in February. And that's really as these crackdowns have moved from the tech sector to the entire economy, spanning, attention on crypto miners, a crackdown on rising commodity prices, pressure on property developers, and investors are sort of taking this as a signal that China is serious about prioritizing social fairness and Xi Jinping's idea of common prosperity over capital markets, really. And that means that investors need to reassess the earnings and the growth outlook and adjust, valuations accordingly.
Right. So Tom, this is clearly not a thought experiment then. This is here to stay then.
That's what investors believe. It's here to stay. And they draw that from a few months now of Communist Party rhetoric on the subject and the way that, regulators behaved, as you said, like starting with torpedoing the Ant Financial, the Ant Group IPO in November. That really sort of grabbed markets' attention. And since then, the just pressure across sectors and more or less disregard for the market chaos that it was creating has investors pretty nervous.
So, Tom, do you expect other sectors to get perhaps a hit? I mean, there's talk about the gaming sector being the next casualty.
Yeah, there's also talk that the healthcare sector is one that that could be targeted, and we saw heavy price falls in that sector last week. And that's because health, along with education and real estate, are seen as the three major price pressures on ordinary people in China. And we've seen government action on the first two, on on the property sector and now in the education sector, which is what triggered last week's market reaction. So there's a feeling that the health sector could be next. And there's also just a lot of nervousness out there. The sentiment is like, well, anything could be next. What happened with the education sector was regulations that effectively end the profitability of the sector. Nobody tutoring school subjects is going to be allowed to turn a profit. So people think if that can be closed down overnight, anything and everything is vulnerable.
Tom, looking at tech companies, which have really been at the crosshairs of the Chinese government, do you anticipate Chinese companies to continue to access global capital markets after all these developments?
Yeah, good question. This is a question on everybody's lips, on the lips of investors and bankers. We've already seen the SEC in the US is not going to allow Chinese companies to list unless they to fully disclose the risks that basically that Beijing might interfere with their business or the regulatory risk. And it's not clear how they would do that yet because that risk is very difficult to quantify. So basically that means that listings are off in the US for the time being. And bankers are saying that anyway, the level of uncertainty at the moment is so great that it's just too difficult to get an IPO off the ground. I mean, the broad feeling is that Chinese companies will not lose access to global capital markets, but that definitely is a risk that people are talking about. And we've seen Chinese companies, when they're selling bonds, raising debt, they're aiming at regional investors, perhaps more so than US investors now.
And Tom, taking a bigger picture view, I mean, China recorded stellar GDP numbers at 13% for the first half of 2021, but it's partly due to low base effect. What are we expecting for in the second half of the year?
Well, China has set itself a 6% growth target, which economists say it should be able to comfortably beat. Economists estimate that the annual figure is going to be something like 8%, 9%, something like that. But things are slowing down. China was the first country into the pandemic, the first country out of the pandemic, and the first country to kind of run into a bit of an economic slowdown. What's really happening is, although we had a strong month in June, exports are slowing down. Export orders are really slowing down. And that is as the rest of the world begins to emerge from their lockdowns. They're no longer stuck indoors buying stuff off the internet that was probably made in China and exported. They're back going out to restaurants, traveling, buying services, and that's leading to a drop in export orders in China. This is coming at the same time as all of these crackdowns, particularly in the property sector, are beginning to bite. And investors, looking back to 2018, where China sort of began a similar push of reforms and have ended up having to kind of abandon them or pull them back quite a lot as the investment community became nervous. And as the economy kind of slowed down or was put under pressure by, at that time, it was the trade war.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tom, thank you so much for your insights. That was Tom Westbrook of Reuters talking to us about China's economic outlook and just the impact of the regulatory crackdown that's taking place at the moment.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because didn't Deng Xiaoping actually supposedly say to get rich is glorious? And now to be a bit of a reversal there. So I think there's definitely this pullback, maybe back to their communist roots, where they really want to focus on a socialist kind of economy and a, you know, benefit to everyone, because there's been a lot of price pressure, especially in China. So I think we'd be watching this space. But this is in contradiction to China's initial or earlier efforts to internationalize their companies, right? They're supposed to go out, conquer the world, be global champions. But now when you have these sudden abrupt changes in policy, it makes it this whole, I suppose, initiative going to be a huge challenge.
Just a quick one. I think a response to the abruptness is that the US SEC on Friday has actually required additional disclosures from Chinese companies, especially those that are variable listed entities as well. So I think this has repercussions of how other governments respond to how China also does clamp down.
Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.